بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. We don't have a lot left from this lesson to finish, so hopefully we'll be able to finish that and look at the lughat, and next week inshallah we'll do the questions. Okay, today this is our 11th session from the Arabic lessons in Tawheed, Al-Mustawa Thalith, third level, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic language program. This lesson that we're dealing with is Ad-Darsu Al-Khamisu, Al-Shirk wa Aqsamuhu. Yani Shirk and its divisions. And in this lesson we talked about the types of Shirk, the divisions of Shirk and the types of Shirk, major Shirk and minor Shirk. And we also talked about, yani in some detail, in terms of the types of major shirk, we talked about yani shirk in dua, and shirk in mahabba, and shirk in niyya, and shirk in ata' and khawf. And then we started to read concerning details of each one of these, and then we read about a shirk in asghar. Shirk al-Asghar. We didn't get to Shirk al-Asghar yet, right? Okay, no, we didn't get to that. Okay, so we read from the beginning of the lesson on page 23, 24, 25, and 26, and we stopped in the bottom half of page 26. Okay, so what I want to say now before we start reading is that our class is going to be short today. So what we hope to do today is finish the reading of the lesson, go over the lughat, the words that came, and if possible, just review the questions. What questions we have for homework this coming week. Okay, make sure the questions are clear. Alright? So, after having read about shirk, what is the definition of shirk? The divisions of shirk, al-akbar and al-asghar, and the types of shirk akbar. Here it says, we reached the point where it says, ذَكَرْتَ لَنَا أَنَّ الشِّرْكَ. Yani I'm near the bottom half of page 26. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. ذَكَرْتَ لَنَا أَنَّ الشِّرْكَ فِي الطَّاعَةِ وَالشِّرْكَ فِي الْخَوْفِ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الشِّرْكِ الْأَكْبَرِ فَكَيْفَ يَكَعَانِ أَوْ مَا هِيَ أَسْبَابُهُمَا. In other words, previously we said that shirk is of, yani it's two divisions of shirk, major and minor shirk, or the greater shirk and the lesser shirk. And from the types of major shirk, we mentioned four. From amongst them is a shirk fi ta'a and a shirk fi al-khawf. This one we didn't discuss at all. We discussed in detail shirk in mahabba, shirk in niyya, and shirk in du'a. And shirk in du'a. We didn't talk about a shirk in al-ta'a and a shirk in al-khawf. So, the student Hussein says, you have mentioned to us that a shirk in al-ta'a, obedience, and a shirk in al-khawf, fear, are from the types of major shirk. من أنواعي الشرك الأكبر. فكيف يقعاني. So how is it that these two types of shirk, at-ta'a and al-khawf, how do they occur? Or, ma hiya asbabuhuma, or what are the causes that lead to these two types of shirk? Yani shirk in ta'a and shirk in al-khawf. The teacher says, لَقَدْ حَصَلَ الشِّرْكُ فِي الطَّاعَةِ وَالشِّرْكُ فِي الْخَوْفِ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ بسبب الأوامر التي يلقيها إليهم من يحكمهم بخلاف شرع الله. يعني the teacher says لقد حصل الشرك في الطاعة والشرك في الخوف من كثير من الناس بسبب الأوامر. يعني these two types of shirk in obedience and fear have occurred from many of the people بسبب الأوامر, due to the commands التي يلقيها إليهم من يحكمهم بخلاف شرع الله, due to the commands that Yani, those who rule over them have imposed upon them due to the commands, al-wa'amir, allati yulqiha, that have been imposed ilayhim upon them. Yani, who have imposed them upon them? Man yahkumuhum, those who rule them. The rulers, the hukkam. Yani, due to the commands that those who rule over them have imposed upon them, bi khilafi shar'illahi, in contradiction or in opposition to the law of Allah. Yani, the rulers have imposed upon the people some commands, laws that are in contradiction to the law of Allah. So it is due to this that the people have fallen into shirk in obedience, meaning that the rulers have commanded them, given them certain laws, certain rules, certain commands that are in contradiction to the law of Allah, and they obeyed the ruler instead of obeying the law of Allah. Thumma, yani after the rulers imposed upon them these awamir, these commands, thumma innahum ja'aluha muqaddamatan ala amri Allahi ta'ala. Then indeed the people, ja'aluha, they made these awamir, muqaddamatan, giving precedence. They advanced them in front of the command of Allah, the Most High. For example, كَمَنْ أَطَاعَ مَنْ يَأْمُرُهُ بِالسُّجُودِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Like the one who obeys someone who commanded him with prostration to other than Allah, the Most High. Yani, in other words, the ruler, the person who has authority and power, has commanded somebody to prostrate to them, to other than Allah. And they obey them. Ata'a. Yani, this ta'a, obedience, in disobedience to the command of Allah, is what caused them to fall into shirk in ata'a. Yani, major shirk. Shirk in obedience. Amma man kariha وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنُّ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. As far as the one who hated, detested, disliked these commands being imposed on them by the rulers who have power over them, to harm them, to kill them maybe, to imprison them. أَمَّا مَنْ كَرِهَا. He disliked it, he detested those commands. وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنُّ بِالْإِيمَانِ. And his heart is content with iman. Yani, his heart is, he has iman in his heart. He believes in Allah. And he hates that the rulers have imposed these commands upon them in contradiction to the law of Allah. فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. Then there's no sin on such a person who is compelled by the ruler to do something in disobedience to Allah. But in his heart, he doesn't accept it. He hates it. He believes in Allah and he wants to be obedient to Allah. So there's no sin on such a person because they are compelled. And Allah says in the Quran concerning this, وَمَنِ اضْطَرَّ. Huh? Or إِلَى مَنْ أُقْرِهَا وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنًا. Except, yani, meaning that the ruling here is concerning people, the exception from them are those who, yani, are compelled to do something against their will, they are forced to do it against their will, while their heart is content with, yani, what Allah has commanded. So they are exempt from this. Naam. Yani, if the pagans forced the person to say something of disbelief, then yani, while their heart was yani content with iman, when there's no sin upon them, the Prophet ﷺ said, if they forced you to say it again, then say it. Yani, there's no blame on you. French women?
No,
you mean Muslim women?
Yeah.
Is it imposed already?
Yeah.
Niqab or
niqab?
You cannot wear hair scarf.
No, you can wear the hijab. That's the niqab.
I have to wear hair scarf?
Yes.
Okay. So, he's just giving an example of a non-Muslim government. But it could also be a Muslim government. I mean, Muslim people also command the people to do things in disobedience to Allah. But okay, the person is in a country, the ruler, the law of the land forced them to do something in disobedience to Allah. If they hate doing that, They're only doing it under compulsion. They're really compelled. Yani at the risk of harm, real harm coming to them, not imagined harm. Maybe if I do it, they might do so. No. Yani it has to be something that you believe really is going to bring severe harm to you, then the person is excused. But in any case, in the end of it all, and Allah has legislated hijrah. For the people who are in the place where they can't worship Allah, they have to leave there. There's no option. You don't have a choice to just stay there and do whatever they tell you to do and just say, yani they made me do it. But they didn't make you stay there. You made yourself stay there. So that's on you. So as far as the person who hates it and his heart is content with iman, there's no sin upon him. Kama, yani another example. Just as the person who obeys the ruler commanding them the prostrate other than Allah, كَمَا لَا يَجُوزُ طَاعَةُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ فِي مَعَثِيَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Likewise, an example of this is that it's not permissible to even be obedient to your parents in disobedience to Allah. Yani, just as it's not permissible to obey the ruler in disobedience to Allah, it's not permissible to obey your parents in disobedience to Allah. And then he mentions as a proof of this, the saying of Allah the Most High, قال الله تعالى وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. الآيات 15 من سورة اللقمان, 31st surah, 15th ayat. يعني the shahid in this ayat that they bring here to prove that even disobedience to parents, let alone anybody else, obedience to parents in disobedience to Allah is not permissible. Allah says, "When jahadaka," yani if they strive against you, meaning your two parents, dual here, jahadaka, even if the two, both of your parents strive, ala an tushrika bi ma laysa laka bi ilm, yani to force you to make shirk, to associate something with me, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma laysa laka bi ilm, that you don't have any knowledge of. You don't have any knowledge, any proof that is permissible to do what they are commanding you to do, to make something as an equal, a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which is exclusive to Him, فَلَا تُطِيعُهُمَا. Then you are prohibited. This is la, yani, annahiyya. فَلَا تُطِيعُهُمَا. So do not obey them, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. And at the same time that you don't obey them in disobedience to Allah, you still have to keep good companionship with them in this world. Yani be kind to them. Sahibuhuma, yani fi dunya ma'rufa. Yani be kind and just and fair and charitable to them, even while you are prohibited to while you are prohibited to obey them in disobedience to Allah. Still, yani in reference to your parents, you are yani commanded to be kind and fair to them and to be good to them. And just quickly mentioned that yani for those whose parents might not be Muslims, that is the worst condition that it could be. Yani perhaps your parents, any someone's parents, might not be good people, they might not be yani following the sunnah, they might not be upon right guidance, they might not be moral, they might be sinful or whatever. The worst that it could be is that they are mushriks. That's the worst it could be. Even in that case, Allah is saying, be kind to them. Even in that case, Allah is saying, be kind to them. Even they are ordering you to make shirk, and Allah says, be kind to them. Still, keep good company with them. Still be kind to them, be just to them, be fair to them, be charitable to them, but do not obey them in disobedience to Allah. Salim says, لو وقع إنسان في أحد أنواع الشرك الأكبر ماذا يحصل له؟ يعني لو وقع إنسان في أحد أنواع الشرك الأكبر ماذا يحصل له؟ Meaning يعني
ها؟ huh? If a person falls into one of the major shirk, then what is his situation?
نعم ماذا يحصل له؟ What would happen to him? What will occur with him? If a person, human being, وقع falls into أحد أنواع الشرك الأكبر, person falls into one of the types of major shirk, ماذا يحصل له? What will happen to him? يعني what will be the consequences? Is this something يعني serious? There will be serious consequences? Or will he just get a summons, a $50 fine, or 60 days in jail? What will happen to that person? Al-Mudarris, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ الْأَكْبَرَ يُنَافِي التَّوْهِيدَ وَيُخْرِجُ صَاحِبَهُ عَنَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَيُوجِبُ دُخُولَ النَّارِ وَالْخُلُودَ فِيهَا وَحِرْمَانُهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَتُوبَ مِنْهُ فِي حَيَاتِهِ وَيَسْتَقِيمَ عَلَى التَّوْهِيدِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَتَهُ بِفَضْلِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ. And somebody asked the Sheikh Khalid al-Radadi the other day about a statement that was misunderstood from the translation of his statement concerning the people of Bid'ah, that Allah will prevent them from tawbah. They understood from the translation that Allah will not accept their tawbah. So somebody asked the question and the Shaykh clarified it, that it doesn't mean that Allah will not accept their tawbah. Of course, whoever repents from anything, even shirk, in their lifetime, Allah accepts sincere repentance. But the meaning is, the people of innovation, Allah prevents them from tawbah as long as they remain on their innovation. Meaning that it's not likely that they're going to repent, because innovation makes the people feel that they're doing good. How will they then repent from doing good? So it's not likely that the person who's on bid'ah is going to repent. Whereas the person who is committing zina and killing people, they know that they're sinning. So it's more likely that they could repent. As far as the Ahlul Bid'ah, they don't repent. Because repent from what? I'm worshipping Allah, I'm doing good. There's no repentance from good, right? So as long as they are deceived into believing that they're doing good, they will never repent from their bid'ah. And this is the meaning of what the Shaykh said. And I only mention that because here, this is a proof against that, that Allah doesn't accept repentance of Ahlul Bid'ah. Allah accepts repentance from the people of shirk. That's worse than bid'ah. If they repent during their lifetime, if they don't die upon their shirk, major shirk. That's why Shaitan loves the people who commit innovation. He loves them. That's more beloved to him than the people committing major sins. Because people committing major sins are likely to repent. People committing bid'ah are not likely to repent. So in the shirk, yunafi. So what happens to the person who commits major shirk? At the end of the sentence, illa an yatuba minhu fi hayati wa yastaqima ala tawhidi. Keep in mind that there's an exception to this. But what happens to the person who commits major shirk in the shirk al-akbar? Yunafi at-tawheed. First thing, it nullifies, negates at-tawheed. Shirk akbar nullifies, negates at-tawheed. Wa yukhriju sahibahu an al-islami. And it causes its sahib, the one who is doing this major shirk, it causes that person to go out of the realm of Islam. وَيُوجِبُ and necessitates, makes wajib, يُوجِبُ دُخُولَ النَّارِ, necessitates that person to enter the hellfire, of necessity, no discussion. Person dies on major shirk, they go into the hellfire, guaranteed. يُوجِبُ دُخُولَ النَّارِ, it became wajib that they be punished in the hellfire. وَالْخُلُودَ فِيهَا, and not only will they be into the hellfire, they will remain in it eternally. وَالْخُلُودَ فِيهَا وَحِرْمَانَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, and it also necessitates that this person be denied, deprived, haram for that person to enter the paradise. إِلَّا أَنْ يَتُوبَ مِنْهُ, except that he repents from this major shirk. فِي حَيَاتِهِ during his lifetime, before his death. وَيَسْتَقِيمَ عَلَى التَّوْهِيدِ, and then he remains straight upon Tawheed, it doesn't go back to major shirk and die upon it. Meaning that they repent from it and they remain until they die, upon Tawheed. Otherwise, if they went back to shirk and died upon it, all of this is applicable to them. For indeed, this is an exception that a person repents from it during their lifetime, that they will be exempt from all of this, the negation of their Tawheed, their exiting from Islam, and the necessitating, they're entering the hellfire and remaining in it, and being deprived of the Jannah. The exception from this is that a person repents during their lifetime, remains straight, upright upon Tawheed. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَتَهُ بِفَضْلِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ, For indeed, if a person repents with the conditions of repentance, Allah accepts his repentance due to his favor and his mercy. Yani it's a favor from Allah and a mercy from Allah that he accepts repentance from a person after they committed major shirk. And Allah doesn't have to accept repentance. That's a mercy from Allah and a favor that you committed major shirk, you worship something besides him, and then he said, I'll give you another chance. I'll forgive you. That's a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah says, عَرَفْنَا شَيْئًا عَظِيمًا عَنِ الشِّرْكِ الْأَكْبَرِ حَفِظَنَا اللَّهُ مِنْهُ. Yani we have come to know يعني شيئًا عظيمًا, a great amount, يعني something very important concerning الشرك الأكبر. May Allah protect us from it, يعني from الشرك الأكبر. الآن نريد أن نعرف شيئًا عن الشرك الأصغر لنتقيه لنتقيه. يعني now we came to know something great about الشرك الأكبر. We don't know everything about it, but we know something very important about it. We got a good knowledge about the shirk al-akbar. الآن نريد أن نعرف شيئا. Now we want to know something about shirk al-asghar. Not all of it, but something about shirk al-akbar. لنتقيه. So that we will do what?
So that we can keep away from it.
So we can keep away from it. يعني so that we can avoid it. So that we can protect ourselves. Huh? يعني اتقى والشد on the تاء. It's from اتقى يتقي. نحن نتقي. The تاء has شد. لي نت تاء شد on the تاء. نتقيه. The shadda is, maybe it's not there, right?
No, it's not there.
Okay, that's the problem. So it has shadda now. Well, actually, yeah, I'm taking another look at this. I'm glad you stopped me here. عن الشرك الأكبر. يعني the original verb is اتقى. يتقي نحن نتقي. But here لام التعليل makes the مضارع verb منصوب. So it should be لنتقيه. لنتقيه. الحمد لله. جزاك الله خير أبو بكر. It doesn't matter. You stopped us and you made us pay attention to this. Because I didn't really look at the word that good when I was reading it, but then when you stopped, I looked at it, I realized it is mansoob. لِنَتَّقِيَهُ. نعم. جزاك الله خير. Let me just put a note in there so I don't read it like that again. جزاك الله خير. Okay, so يعني now we want to come to know something about the lesser shirk, so that we may avoid it, so that we may stay away from it, so that we may protect ourselves from it. The Mudarris says, قال العلماء إن الشرك الأصغر ذنب عظيم يجب الحذر منه لكنه لا يخرج صاحبه من الإسلام. The scholars said that indeed the lesser shirk is a great severe sin. ذَنْبٌ عَظِيمٌ يَجِبُ وَالْحَذَرْ مِنْهُ. It is obligatory that we take precautions from it. Be careful of it. Yes, it's very terrible sin. We must avoid it. لَكِنَّهُ لَا يُخْرِجْ صَاحِبَهُ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ. However, unlike the major shirk, it doesn't cause the one who commits it to go out of Islam. وَلِلشِّرْكِ الْأَصْغَرِ أَمْثِلَةٌ عَدِيدَةٌ. And for shirk, the lesser shirk, there are many examples, a number of examples. أمثلة يعني عديدة, a number of examples. كَيَسِيرِ الرِّيَاءِ. First example, يعني يسير الرياء يعني a little bit of رياء ostentation يعني showing off يعني not يسير الرياء. The reason why the scholars say يسير الرياء is because if a person does رياء all the time, this will not be minor shirk, this will be major shirk that will nullify their deeds and cause them to go out of Islam and be in the hellfire. But a little bit of it, يسير الرياء, this is from amongst the types of يعني lesser shirk. Another example, وَكَقَوْلِ بَعْدِ الْجَاهِلِينَ لَوْلَا اللَّهُ وَأَنْتَ يعني the saying of some of the people of ignorance, they said if it wasn't for Allah and you, يعني making you equal to Allah, if it wasn't for Allah and you, like you يعني are a factor equal to Allah being the factor, if it wasn't for you and Allah, يعني something would not have happened. يعني this is making someone equal to Allah. وَقَوْلِهِمْ يعني this is minor shirk because this is shirk in speech. يعني it's just a person saying something that the meaning of it is shirk, but it didn't mean they fell into major shirk. يعني it's a saying. Now, نعم and then you, نعم. And meaning you also have, you are a factor, but you are on a different level. Yani Allah is important, and then whatever you did, yani we recognize it. Now we don't deny that you did something. لولا الله وأنت وقولهم, and likewise the saying, another example, ما شاء الله وشئت. Yani it is the will of Allah and your will. Yani واو العطف means that these two things are joined in equality, like they are equal, like your will and Allah's will is equal. Yani if it wasn't for, or it is the will of Allah and it is your will, as though your will is equal to the will of Allah. فهذا فيه من الغلو والشد والنواو في المخلوق ما يوهم المساواة بين الله تعالى وخلقه وإن كان لا يبلغ رتبة العبادة ولقد ابتلي كثير من المسلمين ماضيا وحاضرا بهذا الشرك الأصغر بسبب جهلهم لخطر هذا النوع من الشرك وتساهلهم وتساهلهم نعم تساهل شبي بالضمة تساهلهم فيه والله مستعان. Okay, here it said that what فهذا فيه من الغلو في المخلوق ما يوهم المساواة بين الله تعالى وخلقه. يعني this action of Riya, yasir al-riya, or the saying, if it wasn't for Allah and you, or it is the will of Allah and your will. هذا فيه من الغلو. This contains an amount or a degree of لغو, of غلو, exaggeration or exceeding the proper bounds in a thing. Al-ghulu means exceeding the bounds, the proper bounds, exaggerating, يعني excess, being excessive. فيه من الغلو في المخلوق يعني exaggeration in the created beings, that which يعني it is an amount of غلو which يوهمو, which يعني what do you say, يوهم يعني cause a person to falsely believe something, يعني to imagine that there is مساوات, equality between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creation. يوهم يعني means that a person, وهم is when a person thinks something to be other than its reality. Yani you, yani mistakenly, delusion. You're deluded. It gives you the delusion. It deludes you into believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creation are equal. This kind of statement. Or, yani, likewise, you see a riya, meaning that now you are doing things to show off. Instead of doing it for the sake of Allah, you're doing it to please the people or to impress the people or to get some benefit from the people. فَإِنْ كَانَ وَإِنْ كَانَ even though لَا يَبْلُغُ رُتْبَةَ الْعِبَادَةِ even though this doesn't reach the level of worship, but nonetheless, يعني still is a type of shirk. وَلَقَدْ أُبْتُلِيَ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مَاضِيًا وَحَاضِرًا بِهَذَا الشِّرْكِ الْأَصْغَرِ and many of the Muslims have been ubtuliya, yani tested or tried in the past and in the present time بهذا الشرك الأصغر by this lesser shirk بسبب جهلهم due to their ignorance لخطر هذا النوع من الشرك due to their ignorance of the danger of this type of shirk وتساهلهم and their يعني تساهلهم فيه يعني taking the matter easy considering the matter يعني سهل يعني it's not a big deal يعني they are very lenient easy going in the matter of the lesser shirk والله مستعان and Allah is the one from whom يعني help is sought يعني الاستعانة seeking help is from Allah يعني the meaning of والله مستعان Allah is المستعان the one that help is يعني استعانة help or العون is sought from him يعني from falling into this kind of behavior ثم اعلموا حفظكم الله تعالى أن أعظم طريق للتخلص من الشرك والابتعاد عنه بكل أنواعه أن يكون المسلم على بصيرة من دينه ويحقق التوحيد لله تعالى ويبتعد عن كل أسباب الشرك والله تعالى أعلم ثم أعلم حفظكم الله تعالى Then it is incumbent upon you to know May Allah protect Allah the Most High protect you all It is incumbent upon you to know أنّ Here the أنّ is gonna continually act upon the mudari verbs that come after this right أنّ Know that أنّ أعظم طريقة التخلص من الشرك يعني the greatest way to free oneself from a shirk والابتعاد عنه and to distance oneself from it بكل أنواعه in all of its various types يعني the greatest way to free yourself from shirk and to distance yourself from it in all of its types is that أن يكون I'm sorry أن here أن المصدرية came here أن يكون يعني منسوب المسلم على بصيرة من ذنبه The greatest way is that a Muslim must be upon بصيرة من دينه He must have بصيرة insight يعني knowledge and understanding of his deen The person who has knowledge who is على بصيرة who knows يعني what Allah has legislated what has Allah has prohibited what's pleasing to Allah what's displeasing to Allah The person who knows this this is the greatest way not to fall into shirk and to distance oneself from all types of shirk. Is that a Muslim bi ala basira min deenihi, have knowledge and insight and understanding of his deen. Wa, yani here an comes into play again, wa an yuhaqqiqa at-tawheeda lillahi ta'ala, and that the person, yani fully realize, actualize, implement the tawheed for Allah alone. Yani meaning making every Yani in one's real life, Yani making every worship, everything that belongs to Allah alone, for Him alone. وَيَبْتَعِدَ Yani وَأَنْ يَبْتَعِدَ عَنْ كُلِّ أَسْبَابِ الشِّرْكِ And that a person distanced herself from every asbab, Yani every one of the causes, the means that lead to shirk. كُلِّ عَنْ كُلِّ أَسْبَابِ الشِّرْكِ Yani meaning the things that lead to shirk, you have to avoid them. Yani you can't how you will avoid shirk unless you avoid the things that cause one to fall into shirk. Wallahu ta'ala alam and Allah Yani the Most High He knows best. Any question before we go to the lughat? Al lugha. The words. Okay. After this, on page 28. Al lughatu. Yani 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Words or expressions. There's some repetition here in the printing, yani some words that are out of place or extra printed double. So pay attention to that. Okay, al-lugha on page 28. Andadun. What is the meaning of andad in English? Rivals. Equals. Yani setting up something as a rival and equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a partner, something, yani making them like Allah. الأنداد جمع ند يعني it's the plural of ند with شدة والند and this ند its definition هو المثيل والنظير والشبيه يعني the ند it means المثيل يعني one that is similar huh? like as though they are similar to Allah or النظير means the same or equal to someone equal to something or الشبيه means to resemble so these are the meanings of a ند it means that it is like one that you have considered him that one to be similar to Allah equal to Allah or to resemble Allah all of this is the meaning of a ند الفاسد الذي لا يصلح يعني that which doesn't correct or make right يعني فاسد is something that doesn't correct or make something right or good or rectify or improve it يعني إصلاح it doesn't improve or rectify or make something good ولا يحمل فائدة and it doesn't carry it doesn't bring any benefit the فاسد يعني is something that doesn't rectify doesn't correct doesn't improve nor does it bring any benefit doesn't bring any benefit بل يأتي بالضرر بالضرر rather on the contrary it doesn't bring any benefit rather it brings harm what comes after this skip it يعني from حبث فعل ماضي that's going to come for the next word okay skip that line and the following line and go to the next word حبث or حبط يعني this word came both ways in Arabic حبث with فتح or حبث as the way it came in our lesson حبث يعني same meaning يعني حبط يحبط it means I mean it is a فعل ماض past tense verb بمعنى خاب وخسر يعني means that he failed and he was at loss he failed and he was not successful in doing what he attempted to do and he did some deeds but they were facet so he didn't achieve the goal he was not successful Rather, he caused lost. يعني خاب وخسر. يعني he failed. He was unsuccessful, and he caused loss to himself. وبطل وسقط. And also from the meaning of حبط, يعني became invalid. يعني in reference to one's deeds, they became invalid. وسقط. They fell. يعني they fell down to the ground, being wasted. مأخوذ. يعني this word is مأخوذ من الحبط. وهو الحبط هو نوع نبات a type of plant which إذا أكلته الأنعام if the cattle ate that plant يذهبها حبطا it will cause that animal to go يعني aimlessly to just يذهبها حبطا يعني it will just go aimlessly it will just يعني go around in the land فتموت and die يعني it will lose its mind. The next word, نوى, it means قصد or أراد. قصد to intend. يعني to seek a goal. أراد to will something or to desire it. قصد وأراد. يعني he intended. نوى means he intended or he willed something. مثل قولي الرجل لصاحبه نويت أن أزورك أمسي فنسيت يعني like the saying of a man to his friend or his companion I intended يعني I desired to visit you yesterday and then I forgot الغلو with شد on the واو it means الزيادة مع مجاوزة الحد المطلوب الزيادة يعني an increase above and beyond what is يعني allowed مع مجاوزة الحد المطلوب while at the same not only is it extra excess but it is going beyond the required the expected the desired bounds going beyond the proper bounds مما يؤدي إلى الفساد from that which leads to corruption to spoiling and wasting and invalidating something ومنه الفعل الماضي and from this word يعني الغلو from it is the فعل ماضي غلا and the مضاري يغلو. يعني الغلو from the verb غلا يغلو. يعني زيادة يعني excess, exceeding the proper bounds, exaggeration. الخالص, the meaning, what is the meaning of الخالص?
Pure.
نعم الخالص يعني الصافي الذي لا يخالطه شيء. يعني that which is pure, which doesn't have anything mixed with it. Anything mixed with it. كقولك, like you're saying, شربت لبنا خالصا. يعني I drank some pure lemon. نعم. And then the next line is also extra. Leave it until we come to the next expression. لا يبخسون يعني لا ينقصون حقه. Without, يعني there's no decrease in his rights, that which he is entitled to. No decrease, no loss. ولا يؤخذ منه شيء. Nothing will be taken from it. يعني a person will get their full due. لا يبخسون means لا ينقصون يعني حقه. يعني his rights will be given in full. They will not be decreased in any way. Nothing will be taken from that which is due to him. And the last word, البر يعني حسن الخلق. البر here, and it has many meanings, but here they gave the meaning of حسن الخلق. يعني meaning what? Good character. وأقصه الإثم. And the opposite of it, the opposite of بر is الإثم. The opposite of البر here is الإثم, meaning سوء الخلق. يعني evil character. Evil character. يعني البر meaning حسن الخلق, good character. And the opposite of it, الإثم, sin, meaning evil character. And this is as Allah mentioned in the Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. يعني here in this ayat, بِر came as the opposite of إثم, and تَقْوَى came as the opposite of عُدْوَان. Okay, this is the end of what we wanted to cover here today. Next week, inshallah, we do the تدريب on page 29. Yani the words andad and habita and al-ghulu and the munaqisha, yani the questions 1 through 5. Just quickly, the first question is, yani for shirk akbar there are types of shirk akbar. Talk about yani some of the types, not every one of them, along with mentioning examples for them or for it, whichever type you talk about, or whichever types you talk about, mention examples. Second question, what is the reason why some people fall into shirk in obedience? What is the reason, the causes, why people fall into shirk in obedience? Question number 3, a man says to his companion, Wallahi, lawla anta, lamatat at-tiflatu. If it wasn't, I swear by Allah, lawla anta, if it wasn't for you, the infant would have died. أَيَجُوزُ لِلْمُسْلِمِ مِثْلَ هَذَا التَّعْبِيرِ. Is it permissible for a Muslim to use this kind of expression? If it wasn't for you alone, يعني forget about any other factors, Allah is not in the picture for this man. He's saying you are the one that is the only cause of the child not dying. Is it permissible to use this kind of expression for a Muslim? وَلِمَاذَا, and why? يعني if it's not permissible, why is it not permissible? Question number 4, أُذْكُرْ مَا تَعْرِفُهُ بِاخْتِصَارٍ عن المحبة الممنوعة والمحبة الجائزة. يعني mention what you know in brief about the prohibited love and the permissible love. And question number 5, بين, make clear, معنى ما يلي, the meaning of the following, and dad, نويت عمل فاسد and عمل خالص. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. Again, next week inshallah we're going to do the tadrib and the munaqisha on page 29, and whatever time remaining, yani we should have our regular time next week, we'll read the lesson, meaning we'll read, meaning you'll read. I'm giving you heads up this time, okay? So don't say we didn't know we're going to be reading this time. We're not going to accept a lot of mistakes, because this time you know you're going to be reading. All right? So no excuse. طيب بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا.